following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. We welcome you to Alexandria, South Dakota, home of Hanson High School. And tonight, we bring you coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO. On a cold February evening, we bring you the matchup between the Hanson Beavers and the Chamberlain Cubs. Our coverage of regional high school basketball on KPLO brought to you by Potsdam State Farm, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Agtegra, By Right Seed, the Golden Buffalo, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight is also being brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of regional high school basketball tonight is also being brought to you by the First Dakota National Bank of Chamberlain, KPI Insurance, Statewide Ag, the Great Western Bank of Chamberlain, Farmco, Al's Oasis Arrowwood Resort, the Oasis Pump and Pack, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Chamberlain Food Center, and Byrie Brothers. John Neff is our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school basketball, a very important game for both of these teams as we enter into the final week of the regular season. Hanson sets at 13-5. They are trying to hold off their competition, which is Mount Vernon Plankinton, for the number one overall seed of Region 5B. They are separated by just 0.03 of a seeding point in the race for the top overall seed of Region 5A. In Region 6A, of course, Chamberlain comes in with a record of 11-7. They are trying to stay ahead of Mobridge Pollock and hang on to the number 3 overall seed of Region 6A. Both of these teams have two games remaining on their regular season schedule. Both teams will be in action on Friday to close out their regular season. And in front of a crowd here tonight that, should see a very good basketball game between two solid basketball teams here tonight. This is the pregame show, and it's brought to you by the folks at Potsdam State Farm Insurance. We will take a timeout and return, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll talk to Steve Schoenhardt of the Chamberlain Cubs next. You're listening to coverage of regional high school basketball from KPLO.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
With Venture Communications' advanced fiber internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
At Titan Machinery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maintain your machine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries, designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Titan Machinery today and purchase genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Lanes invites you to stop in for great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Keys to Success is underway. It's brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We're joined by Steve Schoenhardt of the Chamberlain Cubs. Coach, final week of the regular season. You sit at 11-7, and I think all in all, you put together a nice year.
Yeah, you know what it has been. We've been battling defensively, just kind of waiting for our offense to catch up, and hopefully we can get that figured out this week. But yeah, that's been a great year with these young group, watching them develop week in, week out. And watch your hard work paying off here.
You know, one thing that I have been able to see as we went through the season a little bit is how you've got some of these kids coming off the bench that you can count on to give you some minutes and not just fill time. You're expecting them to do some things, and they're coming through for you.
Yeah, you know, with sophomores, you know, Cruz Solik, Sawyer Donovan, got freshman Kenny McCluskey. They're starting to figure it out, and like you said, we do depend on them. We need a little bit more scoring out of them, but that's just the development and knowing how to score within the offense.
And now with the last week of a season at hand, it means that you've got to get ready for the next level. You don't know for sure who you're going to play. You might have an idea who you're going to play in the regions next week, but it doesn't matter. You've got to be ready to go, and these next two games here and then against McLaughlin, you've got to get things figured out.
Yep, you know, we do. We finally get a little practice time, three practices this week, so that would be a change, but we're really going to sharpen some things up in that and then head way up north for our final meeting with McLaughlin. And with the long road trip, you got to be ready to go up there as well.
This matchup here against Hanson, a team that sets at 13-5, they put together a nice year, but they're playing to try to hang on to the number one seed of the region, so it would be a feather in your hat if you could knock them off tonight.
Yeah, it's a big one for Power Points. You know, we kind of needed to stay around that three and, you know, battle for home field advantage there. And Hanson's had a nice group this year, but Region 5 is competitive. They got good guard play with the Cheeseman kid, the Price, and the Hare kid, so we got our hands full with those guys.
And I think, for you know, we saw Hanson when they played Lyman back at the Hanson Classic back in January. This is a team where their bigs are out on the floor a little bit more. I think your bigs are going to get tested on the defensive end because they're going to have to chase after them.
Yeah, you know, with that zone two that we play, it's a little different. But, yeah, we are going to have to guard. Our bigs are going to have to guard perimeter, and that's kind of how our region play is too. So it's a good learning for them tonight.
And I, as you mentioned, you know, you're needing to get some offense from your bench, and I think that's going to be another big key. I mean, this is a team in Hanson that normally is in the 50s and 60s as far as their points, so you've got to be able to match them.
Yeah, you know, defense, like I said, down in Lyman, our defense has been hanging in there. We just got to figure out our score. I felt in Lyman we had some that didn't fall, and in West Central we had our looks, but we can't put it in the bucket right now, so hopefully our defense holds strong one more time. We can put it in the bucket tonight.
And as the movement of this game got moved up a little bit, the start time of this game got moved up a little without having school, it took a little bit for these kids to get organized, but hopefully they come here and ready to play because they're going to need to.
Yeah, I told them, you know, Friday, though, to be ready because we knew the weather was coming. So we kind of were playing it by ear, figuring it might get moved up. So hopefully they're ready to roll. We had a good walkthrough this morning, so looking to get going tonight.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Steve Schoenhardt, head coach of the Chamberlain Cubs. We get his thoughts coming into tonight's ball game. Our keys to success brought to you by the folks at May Adam. We'll take a 3-minute break. Starting lineups are next on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881. Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today. Hometown, locally owned, and service that's truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center. It's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce, a full-service deli, and bakery loaded with homemade goodness. So experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center, proud sponsors of Chamberlain Sports Broadcasts. Thanks to all the educators and students who make our school system great. Chamberlain Food Center.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
Time for tonight's starting lineups from the folks at Avera Orthopedics. The starters for the Hanson Beavers, first in one guard, we will see Luke Hare, a 6-foot senior. The other guard is Jackson Jarding. Jarding is a 6-foot junior. The forwards, Cade Waldera, 6'1 senior. Ethan Cheeseman at the other forward, but we'll see him handle the basketball a lot for the Beavers tonight. He is a 6'4 junior. Noah Price will start at center for the Beavers. He is a 6'5 senior. Hare and Jarding the guards, while Waldera and Cheeseman the forwards, Price at center for the Hanson Beavers, who enter the contest with a record of 13-5. Their head coach is Josh Altmans. Hanson with 42.611 seeding points, leading Mount Vernon Plankington, who has 42.579 points. Hanson plays Elkton Blake Benton to close out their regular season on Friday. McCook Central Montrose plays Mount Vernon tonight, and that is the final regular season game for MVP this season. For the Chamberlain Cubs, Colin Two-Strike in one guard, a 5'10 junior. The other guard, Dakota Munger, he is a 6'2 sophomore. The forwards are Jaron Heron, a 6'2 senior, along with Eton Ballstad, a 6'5 junior. Selick McManus will get the start at the center position for Chamberlain. He is a 6'7 senior. Two-Strike and Munger, the guards, Heron and Ballstaff, the forwards, McManus at center. The Chamberlain Cubs enter the contest with a record of 11-7. Chamberlain with 41.72 seeding points, a full seeding point behind Stanley County. They lead Mobridge Pollock by a few as well. Tip-off is next. We're back in after this on KPLO.
Don't become an online shopping victim. Scammers are using email and text messages as a way to obtain account information. Subject lines range from delivery problems to express delivery notification. Scammers often use well-known names such as Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, to name a few. If you get an unexpected message, don't click on any of the links. Go to the company directly to find answers. If you have questions about this or other scams, contact the South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Al's Oasis and Arrowwood at Cedar Shore congratulate everyone who contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Your involvement today will reward you in your pursuits in the years ahead. Arrowwood at Cedar Shore and Al's Oasis, two I-90 landmarks on the Missouri River, here to serve you.
If you're in the cattle business, then you know how critical nutrition, animal health, and record management are to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the FarmCo specialists, people who will take the time to learn your operation. Thanks for listening to tonight's game. At FarmCo, we support all of our area young people who are involved in the many high school activities to become well-rounded young people and our future leaders. FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platte, and Winter, serving you with the best feed and animal health products for more than a quarter century.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned, your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
KPI Insurance. Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party! When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm, and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
And our game officials brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our law on the court is Tom Hoglund, Paul Ortman, and Mike Poppeman. The announcement of our game officials from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain 100.5, K263AW. Pier Ford Pier Buzz Driving is drunk driving. Our tip-off brought to you by our friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Okoma. Come in for an oil change or major service or to just take a test drive. They pay top dollar for good quality trade-ins and treat you like family. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com. Selleck McManus jump center with Ethan Cheeseman to get the ball game underway. It is Hanson in the home whites who will win the tip first as they work with the basketball. Jackson Jardine left corner pass tip, but inside to Cade Waldera, who was all alone, and he will score the easy two, and Hanson with an early basket to get this ball game underway. McManus at the top of the key with it on the wing. Dakota Munger left side as they work to feed it back. Two strike out front. Heron to the wing. Ballstat, he'll drive and fire. A floater is up good. Eton Ballstat with the bucket to tie things at two, and up and down we go here in this opening quarter. Here is Luke Heyer out front to Cheeseman on the left side. He'll spin it back to the top of the key. Back around the perimeter we go into the corner. Jackson Jardy, he'll work right side. Nice feed inside, but Hanson can't do anything with it. They'll work it back outside. Cheeseman, Heyer. Now Noah Price as he works inside, trying to work against that matchup zone that Chamberlain is playing. Cheeseman up top. The open look into three is off iron and no good. Long rebound, Cade Waldera, and a second offensive opportunity. Bad pass and a steal. Here's Colin Two-Strike to the rim, and his layup is good. Colin Two-Strike scores the bucket, and Chamberlain has the early lead after Hansen commits the first turnover of the ballgame. To the corner now, Jackson Jardine left side as they work back out front and around the perimeter. Cheeseman on the wing right side, higher up top, and back over to the left side, Noah Price. Quick ball movement, quick defensive movement by the Cubs, but Noah Price will drop the three and put Hansen back out in front. A 5-4 lead. We've played 2 minutes of this opening quarter. Chamberlain across half court, Two-Strike, Munger, Heron. Now Ballstat with it left side and out front to McManus. Selleck at the point as they work it down low. Jaron Heron in traffic, double covered, and he's held. A foul is going to be called on the Beavers. Not a shooting foul, the first team foul committed. It's on Cade Waldera. Waldera picks up his first, and Chamberlain will put the basketball in play underneath their own basket. Left side of the key is Two-Strike puts it in play. They'll work the nice screen and roll play inside, but Selleck McManus, and McManus will score the two. 6-5. Chamberlain leads as Hansen works the basketball up across half court quickly. As Chamberlain gets back into that 2-3 zone, they will try to defend at the point. Cheeseman trying to post up this time. It is Waldera on the drive as he'll attack the zone. Now it is Price. They'll throw the skip past Luke Heyer, and around the corner it comes, and a whistle and a travel. Going to be called on Ethan Cheeseman and Hansen with their second turnover of the ballgame. And Chamberlain will have it with that 1-point lead. It's 6-5 Chamberlain. 5.5 minutes remain in the opening quarter as we wait for Eton Ballstat to tie a shoe. He'll get that done, and now I believe we are set to go. Very cold conditions here. Of course, the drive down. Not a lot of snow, but sure a lot of cold and wind to deal with as the decision was made to get this ball game in. And, of course, take care of things a little bit early, start this game a little bit early, which we have here this evening. Jaron Heron going to the rim for Chamberlain. He is fouled. He'll get free throws as the foul is going to be whiffed on Ethan Cheeseman. And Cheeseman will pick up his first personal. Jaron Heron to shoot two, the 6'2 senior. But it's the first of two free throws up, and it's no good. Into the ballgame for Hansen is Hadley Wallace. Ethan Cheeseman will check out. Chamberlain with a 6-5 lead with 5:19 remaining in the quarter. Heron's second free throw is up, and it is good. So Jaron will hit one of two, and the lead is two for Chamberlain. Cross half court is Hansen. They work to the wing. This is Price on the left side. Sends it to the corner into the hands of Jackson Jardine. Cross-court pass is tipped and stolen. Good job defensively by Chamberlain. Another turnover for the Beavers. That is their third of this opening quarter. McManus sends it to the corner to strike, and he lost the basketball out of bounds. And for Chamberlain, that is their first turnover of the ballgame. It was an errant pass by McManus. Two-Strike tried to control it. He was out of bounds when he was able to get onto the basketball, and it gives the basketball back to the Beavers. Ethan Cheeseman back in after a quick break. The Beavers will work on the perimeter. Around the perimeter, it is Price. Cheeseman back to Price as he works up top to Heyer. And back around the perimeter it comes. 7-5. Chamberlain leading. 4.5 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Heyer on the move. Gets past that top layer of defense. Will drive and fire. Puts the shot up short. Rebound Colin Two-Strike. And here comes Chamberlain as the Cubs will push it into their front court. Munger. Right corner and out front. Quick ball movement as McManus moves. Now it's Ballstat. Two-Strike. Out front, Heron. And around the perimeter it comes. 18 on the shot clock for Chamberlain. Munger, Ballstat. Eton will try to operate. It's McManus now to Munger. Off of a screen. McManus is open. He'll launch the deep ball. That's a good one for three for Selleck McManus. 10-5 Chamberlain. As we work into the bottom half of this opening quarter, Price around the perimeter, Jackson Jardine. Here is Price once again. fakes the three, but is closed out on well. Doesn't pull the trigger. Here's a drive and a shot taken by Jackson Jardine. It's no good. Chamberlain again taking care of business on the glass as they work the other way. McManus now ball stat on the wing right side. Sends it to the corner. It's Colin Two-Strike. Here's Jaron Heron. Back to Dakota Munger, and out front it comes as Hansen works a man-to-man defensive set. Munger on the move. He'll pull up from 12. The shot is up good. Dakota Munger with his first basket of the ball game. All five starters have scored for Chamberlain in the opening quarter. It is 12-5 Cubs as we work to the three-minute mark of this opening period. Here's Cheeseman in the corner, right side. Pass out front. Price in the lane, sends it out. Here is Jackson Jardine for three. That shot is no good. Kept alive. Loose basketball. It is still loose. And let's see. They're going to give the basketball to Chamberlain. Getting on top of it was Hadley Wallace, but they're going to call him for a travel. As Eton Ballstat checks out, checking into the ballgame, Cruz Solik. Chamberlain with a 12-5 lead has the basketball with 2:45 remaining in the opening quarter. Here is Two-Strike. Right side, Jaron Heron. He'll work to the corner, back out to McManus, and around the perimeter it comes. Here is Two-Strike on the left side. He will send it out to Munger. He'll fire from 17. That shot is offline, is no good. Solik with the offensive rebound and a second chance for the Cubs. Here is Two-Strike back out front with the shot clock reset. Chamberlain can work some time here as Munger handles. Now it's McManus back to Munger. As Dakota will throw the skip pass, it's Colin Two-Strike. 15 on the shot clock. Down low, it's Heron. He'll deal. Turns and fires. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Noah Price, and here comes Hansen. They have not scored in a while as they push across half court. Price to the rim. Shot is up, no good. And a foul is going to be called on Chamberlain, and it will be whistled on Selick McManus. McManus with his first personal, and for Chamberlain, their first foul in the ballgame. Noah Price to the free throw line to shoot two. The 6'5 senior puts the first free throw up and good. That ends a 7-0 run that Chamberlain has had here in the first quarter. Cubs got the lead at 6-5, but able to push it to a 12-5 lead before that free throw. Second free throw by Noah Price is up and good. And it is a 5-point ball game. Inside of 2 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Munger with the dribble across the half-court stripe. Now inside, it's Two-Strike. They try to force to McManus. Selick just muscles the ball away from Ethan Cheeseman, and Chamberlain is able to get an offensive opportunity. His ball stat checks back in. He checked in at the dead ball, has the ball left side. They go screen and roll with McManus. Down low, Solik in traffic. He'll put a shot up, and it is no good. Rebound Hansen, and then Ballstat with the steal. He'll drive and fire. The shot is good. Eton Ballstat, a player making plays there. Four turnovers for Hansen in the opening quarter, and it's 14-7. Working to the final minute of the opening quarter, here is Heyer to the corner, Cheeseman, and back out front. Round the perimeter it comes. It is Jackson Jardine driving. He's double covered. Tries to get rid of the basketball. The ball is tipped and stolen away. Good defense again by Chamberlain. Five turnovers on the Beavers. And Chamberlain will work once again. Screen and roll with McManus. Now to the wing, Munger. Back out front, McManus. Ball snap. He'll work the dribble out front. Here is Cruz Solik. Back to Munger. Inside McManus. And a tough pass and a hard catch. McManus cannot hang on. And the ball will go out of bounds and a turnover for the Cubs. Their second of the ball game. As now Jaron Heron will check in and Selick McManus will check out. It is a 14-7 lead for Chamberlain with 38 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. And for the Beavers, Cade Waldera will work the dribble across half court. Chamberlain will meet him at half court as they extend that 2-3 zone just a little. Here's Luke Heyer out front. Hansen content to let the clock run down here in this quarter. There's about a 4-second differential shot clock to game clock, so Chamberlain should get another chance offensively as Hansen will drive. Open look. Cade Waldera doesn't pull the trigger. 3 seconds, two. Here is Price for three. That shot will rim in and out. No good. Rebound Chamberlain. Now two strike with it. Time will expire, and that is the end of the opening quarter. But a good first quarter for the Chamberlain Cubs as they took care of business on the defensive end. And on the Darren Boyle Sales scoreboard, it is 14-7 Cubs. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Stanley County leading Lyman 13-11. That is the end of the first quarter at Parkview Gym in Fort Pierre. We'll take a timeout and return. We're back in 60 seconds on KPLO.
Let's celebrate what a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Had two turnovers in the opening quarter, turned the basketball over, a foul on Colin Two-Strike as Luke Heyer goes to the free throw line. He'll get a pair of free throws as the first of two free throws is up and good. 14-8 now is our score as Selick McManus checks in. Cruz Solick will check out for the Cubs. And here is Luke Heyer, the 6-foot senior, with his second free throw attempt. That is up and good. Hanson 4 of 4 from the free throw line to start in the contest, and it is 14-9 now, and we are underway in the second quarter. With John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Munger, now McManus, the Two-Strike out front as Hanson will stretch that man-to-man. Two-Strike gets tripped up. Heyer will wind up with the steal, and another turnover for Chamberlain, their fourth of the ball game. Here is Noah Price with it, out front Heyer. Around the perimeter and to the corner, Waldera back out front, Heyer once again. Price on the wing. He'll try to operate his way into the lane and will initiate contact, but then draw a foul. Free throws are upcoming. It's going to go on Selick McManus. McManus picks up his second foul. Noah Price at the free throw line to shoot two. Is Hanson trying to get back to basics here and claw their way back into the ballgame. Free throw by Price is up and good. Noah hit a three early in the ballgame. Since then, has hit three in a row from the free throw line. As Selick McManus checks out, Cruz Solick will check into the ballgame. And a 7-point deficit right now down to 4. As Hanson has done it from the free throw line. And the free throw here, the second of two, is up and good. Price 4 of 4 from the free throw line. 14-11. A minute gone in the second quarter. Munger across half court picks up the dribble. Out front, Cruz Solick makes a tough catch in traffic. Now it is Two-Strike. Heron, ball stat on the wing. Eton will try to drive, tries to make something happen, and he's reached into, and the foul is going to be called on the Beavers. The personal will be on Cade Waldera. His second personal foul. Team foul number 3 on Hanson. Chamberlain with 3 team fouls as well, and the Cubs will inbound. Heron, Munger, guarded well. Munger usually gets that shot off, but he'll get free here, working against Jackson Jardine, and Dakota Munger will score the 2. 16-11. That ends a Hanson scoring run. Noah Price will start another one. He gets to the rim, and a foul is going to be called on Chamberlain. Boy, Hanson got into the offense in a hurry there. The foul on Jaron Heron will be his first. That basket will count. And a chance at a 3-point play as we'll see Isaiah Price, a 6'6 sophomore, check into the ballgame. Noah Price, will get the hoop and the harm and a chance at a three-point play here as he tries to complete that three-point play. Free throw is up, good. Hansen, 7 of 7 from the free throw line in this first half. 16-14 Chamberlain. 6:25 remains in the opening half. Tough pass along the sideline. Eton Ballstadt couldn't hang on to it. He made the catch, then tried to tiptoe along the sideline and winds up being out of bounds as Hansen, who could tie or take the lead on this possession, will settle in. The Beavers with Luke Heyer out front on the right side as they go into the corner. Lob down low, Cheeseman over the top of the defense. Shot is up good. Nathan Cheeseman with his first 2 points of the ball game, and we are tied at 16 all. That 7-point lead that Chamberlain had is long gone. And now Chamberlain going back door. Ballstadt had it knocked out of his hands, or he was going in for an easy two. Here is Munger on the move to Solik. The turnaround jumper is up good. Bruce Solik will score the basket. 18-16 Chamberlain. 5:43 remains in the first half. Higher across half court. Price to the perimeter. Cheeseman. Ethan for three, and it's money. Ethan Cheeseman with back-to-back buckets for Hansen. The second three hit by the Beavers in this first half. It's 19-18 as Hansen is back out in front again. Sawyer Donovan into the ballgame for Chamberlain. As the Cubs will work, ball snap. Donovan left side. He'll work the dribble out front. Solik at the point now as they work it back to the right side and into the hands of Dakota Munger. 12 on the shot clock for Chamberlain. Donovan deep in the corner needs some help as they work out front. Munger will run off a defender and try to create. It's Ballstadt on the wing. The three is up, no good. Rebound is loose. Solik has it. He'll feed it to Munger, and he'll score the two. Dakota Munger hits the basket to make it 20-19 Chamberlain. And up and down we go here in this second quarter. Here is Price with it. Loses the dribble but keeps possession. Now Luke Heyer with it. He goes back to Price, who tries the three. That is short. Chamberlain will get the rebound. Donovan will lead the break up the right sideline. Nobody picks him up, but Donovan will slow things up. Now it's Heron down low, wide open, misses the bunny, and the rebound picked up by Hansen. And they'll head the other way. Price to the rim, shot is no good, and a delayed call and a foul is going to be called on Chamberlain. Oh, my. The foul on Cruz Solik will be his first. It will be the fifth team foul for Chamberlain. Going to the line, Noah Price, who is 5 of 5 from the free throw line. He'll get two more free throws. The first one is up good. We've had a few lead changes. We've had a couple ties. Another tie here at 20 all with 4:18 remaining in the second quarter. Colin, two strike in. Eton Ballstadt will check out. The free throw attempt for Noah Price would give Hansen the lead if he can knock it home, and the free throw is up and good. Noah Price will check out into the ballgame. The 6-foot senior, Hunter Robinson, 21-20. Good first half of basketball here in Hansen. Glad you're joining us for our coverage of regional high school basketball. Colin Toothstrike on the right side, out front, Sawyer Donovan. Donovan with the one dribble, and then he picks it up. Into the backcourt it comes. Good job by Jaron Heron to save the dribble. Now Dakota Munger with it. Munger will try to operate. He'll get to the rim. Shot no good. The offensive rebound, Cruz Solik, and he'll pick it up and put it back in. Solik with the two to make it 22-21. Chamberlain back out in front once again. 3:45 remains in the second quarter. As Hansen works the perimeter. To the corner now, Ethan Cheeseman. Back out front and around. Luke Heyer with it. Back to Cheeseman in the corner. He'll try the crossover. It's off his leg and out of bounds. It was tipped by Chamberlain, but off the leg of Ethan Cheeseman. And for Hansen, their sixth turnover of the ballgame. But it is their first turnover of the second quarter. They had 5 turnovers in the opening period. So Chamberlain with the basketball, leading 22-21. Selick McManus on the bench. He has 2 personal fouls. But it has been the Chamberlain defense that has really set the tone here. Dakota Munger to the rim. Shot is up, no good. Another delayed call, but there is going to be a foul called on Hansen. Noah Price is going to be whistled for the personal. That will be his first. And Chamberlain to the free throw line. Dakota Munger with 6 first half points. We'll get a pair of free throws here with 3:19 remaining until halftime. The first of two free throws is up and good. Munger now with 7 points in the ballgame to make it 23-21. Here is the second free throw by Dakota Munger. It is up, and it is good. 24-21. Up and down we go here in this first half. It has been an up-and-down affair. Price on the wing, higher. Now to the right side, Jackson Jardine to Cheeseman, back to Jardine. Higher will try a three from the left wing. Shot is up, no good. Jaron Heron will get the rebound, and here comes Chamberlain. They led by 7 at the end of the opening quarter. Hansen was able to come back and tie. And now Chamberlain's starting to get a little momentum going here as we close out this second period. Here's Jaron Heron out front. Swing to Dakota Munger to the corner now. Colin Two-Strike back out front. Munger to Two-Strike as they play catch on the left side. 14 seconds remain on the shot clock as the Cubs will work with it. Right side Solix get past Sawyer Donovan. He'll go to Two-Strike who will have to create. He leaves it off to Jaron Heron. He'll fake and fire. Shot is up and no good. And Hansen will come away with the rebound. And good defense that time by the Beavers as Luke Heyer will drive. Luke Heyer will fire, and the shot is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Chamberlain. 24-21 Cubs. 2:10 remains until the halftime break. Heron out front. Munger on the wing left side to the corner. Two strike. Now down low to Heron. The quick release is up good. Jaron Heron with his first field goal of the ball game, and all five starters have scored now for Chamberlain, have scored field goals, and it's 26-21, and a timeout taken by Hansen. A minute 50 remains in the first half as the Cubs have went on a little bit of a run here, and they have a five-point lead, 26-21. We will take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that's truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center. It's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce, a full-service deli, and bakery loaded with homemade goodness. So experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center, proud sponsors of Chamberlain Sports Broadcasts. Thanks to all the educators and students who make our school system great. Chamberlain Food Center.
Are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Hansen using their first time out of the ball game with a minute 48 remaining in the first half, 26-21. As Hansen works to get the basketball inside, a whistle and a foul going to be called on Chamberlain. Their sixth team foul, and it will be on Cruz Solik, who picks up his second foul. Hansen will inbound baseline right. New shot clock for the Beavers. It will come in to Ethan Cheeseman. Shot is up, no good. Rebound Chamberlain. Cubs will push the other way as Munger brings it across half court. Now it's on Ballstad, who just checked back in. Colin Two-Strike on the move. Nice pass down low to Dakota Munger. It was a good idea. The pass at the shoelaces of Munger, he could not hang on to it. The ball goes out of bounds for a turnover for Chamberlain. That is their fifth of the first half. And Hansen has the basketball once it gets wiped down here. It got away for just a little bit. The official gives it a once-over, and now we're set to go. Minute 25 remains until halftime. This has been a fast-moving first half. 26-21, Chamberlain leading. It is Noah Price out front. They go down low. Double covered there, but turning around and forcing that was Isaiah Price. Shot no good there. Noah Price with the offensive rebound on the backside, and he is fouled on the way to the rim. Cruz Solik with the personal, and Cruz will pick up his third personal foul. And Noah Price, who was 7 of 7 from the free throw line, will shoot another pair of free throws, and the first one is up, and it is good. 26-22, Chamberlain leading with a minute and 8 seconds remaining in the first half. We will see Sutton DeWald into the ballgame for Hansen as Isaiah Price checks out. Here is the second free throw by Noah Price, and that is good. Hansen has not missed a free throw in this first half. 26-23, a minute four remains. Pressure in the backcourt by the Beavers. Chamberlain will handle as they bring it across to half court. Two strike, Heron. Now Ballstat with it as he feeds to the corner. Now Heron down low. He'll fake and fire. That shot partially blocked and short. Good defense there by Ethan Cheeseman. And here is Price the other way for Hansen. Higher back out to Price to Higher. Time winding down here in this first half. 20 on the shot clock for the Beavers. There's about 35 seconds remaining until halftime. Higher will drive and fire. That off-balance shot is up. Good. A foul is going to be called on Chamberlain. That was a circus shot there as the basket counts. The foul is going to be whistled on Eitan Ballstat, and that will be his first personal foul. Luke Heyer with his first field goal, a chance to complete a three-point play and tie this game at 26. The free throw is up good. Shot clock off as Chamberlain puts it in play as they will look to face full court pressure. Ballstat on the move across half court with the left-handed dribble. Now double cover, and he's reached into, and a foul called. The personal here is going to be whistled on Noah Price, and that will be his second. That is the fifth team foul on Hansen, so Chamberlain will look to inbound it. They'll get the final shot off of the half. Here is two strike. Munger out front, back to two strike. Back to Munger. They'll post up Jaron Heron. He'll deal. Nice spin move. Shot is off glass. Good. Jaron Heron with a big, big shot. And that will close out the first half for Chamberlain. The Cubs lead 28-26 as we go to the halftime break. Aaron Boyle Sales sponsors the scoreboard. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online at DarrenBoyleSales.com. And our halftime report brought to you by the folks at ByRide Seat is next. We're back in 3 minutes on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact ByRide Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
More to offer than ever before. It's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Al's Oasis and Arrowwood at Cedar Shore congratulate everyone who contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Your involvement today will reward you in your pursuits in the years ahead. Arrowwood at Cedar Shore and Al's Oasis, two I-90 landmarks on the Missouri River, here to serve you.
The right nutrition, animal health, and record management is key to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the people at FarmCo. They'll take the time to learn your operation and help you grow your business. They're your full-service agriculture provider of feed, seed, animal health, farm, and ranching equipment. Built on terrific service. Get to know FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platt, and Winter. Proud supporters of high school athletes. Visit them online at FarmCoSD, PharmCoSD.com.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned. Your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
Back here in Alexandria at Hanson High School, the Chamberlain Cubs with a 2-point lead over Hanson. It is 28-26. That is our score here at the halftime break. Chamberlain, they led 14-7 at the end of the opening quarter to see Hanson come out. They went on a nice run to start the second period. They actually were able to tie and then take the lead in this ball game, but Chamberlain was able to come back and grind out a couple tough buckets in the final minutes of this first half, and they are in the locker room with a 2-point lead. As we look at individual scoring, let's check Hanson out first. They are led by Noah Price, the 6'5 senior, with 14 points. Luke Heyer with 5 points. Ethan Cheeseman with 5. Cade Waldera with 2 points in the ball game for the Beavers. Hanson went to the free throw line a whopping 12 times in the first half. The Beavers were 12 of 12 from the free throw line. The Beavers with 6 turnovers in the first half of basketball. For the Chamberlain Cubs, all 5 starters have scored, led by Dakota Munger, the 6'2 sophomore, has scored 8 points. Selick McManus with 6, Jaron Heron with 5, Eton Ballstadt with 4 points, and Colin Toostrike with 2. Cruz Solick also has come off the bench, and he has scored 4 points in the ball game for Chamberlain. Cubs went to the free throw line 4 times in the first half. They were 3 of 4 from the free throw line, and Chamberlain with 5 turnovers in the first 16 minutes of basketball. As far as the foul situation is concerned, Selick McManus picked up 2 personals. He went on the bench for an extended period of time in the second quarter, where the Cubs were able to maintain the advantage, although just one possession for the most part in that second quarter. Hanson, on the other hand, Cade Waldera with 2 personals, Noah Price with 2 fouls as well for the Beavers as we work here at the halftime break. Our coverage of postseason basketball on KPLO has been moved around a little bit. Our original plan for tomorrow was to be in Highmore for Highmore Herald versus Lower Brule. That was a quarterfinal round matchup from Region 2B, but all of the games in Region 2B have been moved to Thursday. So we will have Lower Brule and Highmore Herald on Thursday night from Highmore. We will be in Highmore again on Friday night for boys basketball action, final regular season game of the year. Miller taking on Highmore Herald. And we'll have that game for you. We should back up and say Thursday that Lower Brule and Highmore Herald girls game will tip off at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air around 6:40 with the pregame show on Thursday. 7:45 will tip off on Friday night, and we'll get things underway around 7:30 with our pregame show. And then on Saturday, we will have a semifinal matchup from Region 2B as postseason continues or gets underway this week for the girls. And we'll have the coverage here on KPLO. We would like to thank those of you joining us worldwide at drgnews.com. Tell your friends that we are streaming live video of the contest here from Hanson High School tonight. 28-26, our halftime score. We'll take a 3-minute break. We'll come back and start the second half on KPLO.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
KPI Insurance. Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party! When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec. And follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Hometown, locally owned, and service that's truly friendly. We are the Chamberlain Food Center. It's our goal to get you the most for your food dollars and offer you the finest meats and produce, a full-service deli, and bakery loaded with homemade goodness. So experience food shopping the way it should be at the Chamberlain Food Center, proud sponsors of Chamberlain Sports Broadcasts. Thanks to all the educators and students who make our school system great. Chamberlain Food Center.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured that they will have your concrete there on time when you need it. They're able to perform any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's a delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today at 734-5741.
In Pier Ford Pier, buzz driving is drunk driving. As we get set to start the second half, we should mention Stanley County leading Lyman 30-25. That is the score as we start the as they get ready to start the second half there. A runner by Hansen up no good to start the third quarter. Selick McManus with the rebound, and here comes Chamberlain. The Cubs with two strike, Munger, Heron, Ballstadt, and McManus to start the second half. Here's Jaron Heron. He'll fire from 17, and the shot is up no good. Ethan Cheeseman with the rebound for Hanson. The Beavers will work the other way. Higher, Jarning, Waldera, Cheeseman, and Price with it. Cheeseman on the left wing to the corner now. It is Price on the move to the rim. That's a strong move, and the shot is up good. Noah Price with 16 points for Hanson, and we are tied at 28 all, 1 minute into quarter number three. With Don John F. at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. Munger with the basketball on the left side. Ballstadt on the wing. He'll slash to the rim, but is bottled up. He'll give it off to Selick McManus, who will try to drive. But good position defense there by Hanson, who have played man-to-man. Here's a runner by Ballstadt that is up no good. And the rebound cleared away by Hanson. The Beavers can get the lead this time down. It's Price on the move to the rim. Shot is no good. And Chamberlain gets the rebound. 28-28 is our score. We have 6.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Here is Chamberlain. Ballstadt on the wing right side. Munger. Now Ballstadt out front. Heron working out front. Ball knocked away, but Heron will get it back. Two strike left side. He'll fake and drive. Works with the left hand. Shot is up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Jackson Jarning. And here come the Beavers. Lead pass Price. On the move, and that's an offensive foul. Noah Price led with the shoulder, and that will be his third personal foul. And for Hanson, a turnover, their 8th of the ball game. And Chamberlain will have the basketball here once again. We remain tied at 28 all. Cubs looking for their first points of the second half. As two strike crosses half court. High post, it comes to McManus. So we'll give it off to Dakota Munger. He'll slash and drive. Shot rejected. Ethan Cheeseman with the steal. Now it is Price. Bounce pass up the floor. Shot is no good, but there to follow with Cheeseman. That shot won't go. Good job defensively by Selick McManus, who had no choice but to try to make something happen. And then Dakota Munger steals the basketball away. So a good defensive sequence for Chamberlain here. Ballstat on the move. He'll get to the rim and score the two. Eton Ballstat with the bucket to make it 30-28 Chamberlain. The ball got kicked around after Ballstat scored the basket. I'm not sure if it was a Chamberlain player or a Hansen player that kicked it, but it got away. And the officials had to stop play so the Beavers could inbound it. And now Hansen will work with it on the right side. Higher. Now to the left as they go to Price. Back to the right. Cade Waldera drives. Down low it's Cheeseman. The turnaround is up. No good. Chamberlain will get the rebound. Good position defense for Selick McManus. And here is Chamberlain the other way. And boy, you look at the growth of this ball club from where they started the season to where we see him here. As Dakota Munger called for a travel. It has been on the defensive end. They have done a good job here slowing down a very solid team in Hansen, who is 13-5 on the year. And they are battling to try to hang on to the number one seed in their region. They need this ball game to try to keep the number one seed in Region 5A. Chamberlain, or rather Hansen, will work with it. Jarding down low, cross the lane, shot taken. Cade Waldera, it's up, no good. Waldera will earn free throws as the foul is called on Chamberlain. The personal, Eton Ballstat with the personal. That will be his second foul. First team foul of the half for Chamberlain. Cade Waldera at the line. The free throw is up, no good. Hansen hit 12 of 12 from the free throw line in the first half. Waldera with the first miss of the ball game for the Beavers. And here is the second free throw. That is up good. 30-29, the Chamberlain lead at one. As the Cubs will work the basketball across the half-court stripe. Munger with it. Two strike with the dribble. Two strike. Bounce pass inside. Jaron Heron. Ball tied up. Jump ball called. The possession arrow will stay with Chamberlain as the Cubs will inbound with 22 on the shot clock. Cubs will put it in play underneath their own basket as Dakota Munger puts it in play. The officials just checking the playing surface as players were on the floor there making sure there's no moisture, no perspiration that could cause a problem. Chamberlain will put it in play. It's Munger from the corner. The three taken. It is up, no good. Hansen will get the rebound. Here is Luke Heyer with it across half court. Cheeseman on the wing, and he walked. Another turnover for Hansen. That is their ninth of the ball game. As Sawyer Donovan scoots to the scorer's table, he will check in. Colin Two-Strike will check out. 30-29, Chamberlain leads. 4:20 remains in the third quarter. Noah Price, who was out for a moment, is back in the ball game. And Cade Waldera will check out for the Hansen Beavers. No pressure at this point from Hansen as Munger with the dribble. Unmolested, brings it across half court. Ballstat on the wing. He will work high post. Here's Jaron Heron. He'll spin. The left-handed shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound, Munger. He'll go up strong. That shot is no good. Again, they'll battle for the rebound. This time, the jump ball will belong to Hansen. And some good hustle there. Also in the ballgame, Hadley Wallace for the Beavers. And he got on the deck along with Jaron Heron to force that tie-up. Hansen with the opportunity to get the lead here. 30-29, Chamberlain leads. 3:55 remains in the third quarter. Higher to the wing, Price. Now Cheeseman with it. He'll send it back out front. Kind of a wild cross-court pass, but Chamberlain wasn't ready to intercept it defensively. Down low is Cheeseman on McManus. The reverse layup try is no good. Cubs will keep it in play as Ballstat will wind up with it. Here is Munger now. And Dakota will bring it across the half-court stripe. Cubs lead by one as Munger will start the offense. Ballstat on the wing left. Eton will try to drive. Here's McManus behind the arc up top. The three ball is good. Write it down for Selick McManus. He will score the bucket to make it 33-29. Here is Hansen the other way. That runner is up no good. I believe that was Jackson Jarding with the shot for the Beavers. Chamberlain will get the rebound. The Cubs will work the other way. Ballstat, left corner, needs some help. McManus will come away with it. He'll work into the lane. The turnaround jumper is up, no good. Rebound and a foul. Jaron Heron trying to corral it, winds up fouling Noah Price, and Jaron will pick up his second personal foul. And the Beavers will go to their bench as the senior Hunter Robinson checks into the ballgame, and Cade Waldera will check back into the lineup for the Beavers. 33-29 Chamberlain, 2:51 remains in the third quarter. Here is Hansen across the half-court stripe. Waldera out front, higher on the right wing to the corner. It is Price back out front, higher. The corner three is good. Luke Heyer with his first three of the ball game. Makes it 33-32. Chamberlain's lead down to one. Just like that. Here is Munger. Down low, McManus in traffic. It's knocked away. Chamberlain with their seventh turnover. And here are the Beavers across half court. Price trying to make a move, and a hold is called on Chamberlain. It's on Jaron Heron. Probably not the worst foul in the world, because Heron was going to get beat to the baseline. And Price, with the athleticism where he maybe could have dunked there, made sure he didn't get a chance to get to the rim. There was no defensive help. And now Hansen will inbound, and they get it to Ethan Cheeseman, who scores the two. 34-33, the lead to the Beavers now, with 2:05 remaining in the third quarter. Collin two-strike, Dakota Munger. Out front, Selick McManus. Behind the arc, he will drive and kick. It goes to Collin two-strike. Jumper is up, no good. Rebound Hansen. They can add to a one-point lead here as Price will lead the break himself. Price with the pull-up. That is no good. Ball snap with the rebound, and then a foul is going to be called on Hansen. And that will be the third on Cade Waldera. And Hansen again will go to their bench. Jackson Jardine in. Cade Waldera will check out. For Hansen, their second team foul of the second half. Chamberlain has three team fouls in this half if you're scoring at home. And here is Chamberlain across the half-court stripe. Munger, Heron, on the move, Ballstat on the wing. He'll drive and kick. Here is Munger. Back out front, Heron. The open look for three. It's offline and no good. And Chamberlain with a little bit of an offensive dry spell as Hansen brings it into the front court. Jardine to the corner now. And an entry pass inside Cheeseman. Nice give and go. And going to the rim, Noah Price. Or pardon me, that was Hunter Robinson. Robinson will get free throws as a foul is going to be called on Chamberlain. What looked like a clean block will turn out to be. Eitan Ballstat will pick up his third personal foul. Fourth team foul for Chamberlain. Hunter Robinson at the free throw line to shoot two. The first one is short. 34-33 is our score. Hansen leads with a minute 16 remaining in the third quarter. Here is the second free throw. That is up and good. This is just a fundamentally sound ball club in Hansen, who is 12 of 12 in the first half and 2 of 4 from the free throw line here in this third quarter. It is 35-33 with a minute 15 remaining in quarter number 3. Two strike across half court and a weak pass. It's Cheeseman to the rim. And he gets the opportunity to slam it home. Just not a good cross-court pass there, and Cheeseman saw it all the way, and he took it in and threw it down with authority. The eighth turnover for Chamberlain. They trail now by four. Here is Ballstat from the right wing. The three ball is money. Eitan Ballstat with 9 points for the Cubs. It is 37-36, a one-point ball game as time winds down here in quarter number three. Here are the Beavers higher. On the right side to the corner, Jackson Jardine down low, Cheeseman, the sky hook from the right block is up good. Cheeseman with 6 in the quarter, 11 for the ballgame. And here is Chamberlain, Munger, two strike, Heron, lob inside, nobody home. It is off of Hansen. Selick McManus was guarded well. Isaiah Price got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Chamberlain will inbound. The shot clock is off, 15 seconds remain in the half. As the Cubs will put it in play, Ballstat out front will send it now to McManus. McManus to Ballstat now as Eitan will try to create. He'll drive and kick. It's McManus on the move. Shovel pass Heron. He'll rock and fire. Shot is no good. Rebound Hansen, and that is the end of the opening quarter. Or the end of the third quarter, pardon me. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 39-36 Hanson. We're back for the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KPLO.
More to offer than ever before, it's the Oasis Pump and Pack Sinclair in Ocoma. Now offering Oasis Pump and Pack gift cards in any amount, ideal for any occasion. Your fast and easy one stop for hot food from Gourmet Grub and Hot Stuff Pizza. Ideal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call in your orders at 234-5325. Open daily 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Oasis Pump and Pack in Ocoma. Proud of our area students and their participation in all the activities that enrich our lives.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Al's Oasis and Arrowwood at Cedar Shore congratulate everyone who contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Your involvement today will reward you in your pursuits in the years ahead. Arrowwood at Cedar Shore and Al's Oasis, two I-90 landmarks on the Missouri River, here to serve you.
Well, a 13-8 scoring advantage for Hanson in the third quarter gives them the lead at 39-36. As we start the fourth quarter here in Alexandria with John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. I'm Darren Boyle here, a drive inside. Noah Price shot is no good. Rebound, McManus had it. Price stole it away. And now an opportunity for the Beavers. Here is Cade Waldera on the move. Bottled up by the Chamberlain defense. Both of these teams have done a good job on the defensive end in this ballgame. As the Beavers, who got the shot clock reset after the miss inside, will work with it here. Pass inside. It's tipped and stolen away. 10 turnovers on Hanson, and here comes Chamberlain. The Cubs trail by three. Collin two-strike. Eton Ballstadt. Ballstadt on the move as he works out front. Now into the hands of McManus. Now two strike, he will work inside, had nowhere to go with it, had to get rid of it and turned it over. That's nine turnovers for Chamberlain. And here is Hanson the other way, Cheeseman on the move, and again he traveled. The third time that he has tried to make a move on the outside and is called for the step. Just that little jab step is where the travel comes from, and it is the 11th turnover on Hanson, and that's a break for Chamberlain. As Hanson looked like they were on their way to coming up with some points off of turnovers, and possessions are going to get fewer and farther between as we work through this fourth quarter. And a cross-court pass, not a good one. Stolen away, Jackson Jardine to the rim. His layup is good for Jardine, his first basket of the ball game, and it gives the basketball, or gives Hanson their biggest lead at 41-36. And here is Chamberlain now, who played three quarters pretty well, but their offense is really sputtered here as of late. McManus on the move, and he is going to be called for a travel. And for Chamberlain, turnover number 11, the same number as Hanson. And Cubs will go to their bench. Into the ballgame, Kenyon McCloskey. He will check in as Collin two-strike will check out. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. 41-36. The lead to the Hanson Beavers. As they will work with it on the perimeter, and we're a long ways from the bonus on either side. And Hanson's going to try to manage things here in this fourth quarter. They, as long as they can keep out in front by a couple possessions, which they are now, they will work inside, a floater taken. It is up and good. Luke Heyer will score the bucket to make it 43-36 now. Chamberlain may need a timeout here shortly, but they definitely need a bucket on this possession. McCloskey to Ballstadt. Guarded well. Back out to McCloskey. He'll try to operate. Now Ballstadt on the move. He tries to spin away. The open man, Solik. Now McManus down low. Nice pass. And Selick McManus will score the two. And boy, did Chamberlain need that. 43-38 with 5:09 remaining in the fourth quarter. Cubs trail by five as the Beavers work. Jardine inside, Cheeseman shot blocked. Ballstadt with the defensive play, but Ethan Cheeseman will stay with it and score the two. He has 13 points now. 45-38, the lead back to seven as Chamberlain works. McCloskey with it. Out front, ball is tipped, and it's kept alive, stolen away. Good job by Hansen up the floor. Cheeseman, reverse layup, no good. Foul called on Chamberlain. McManus with his third personal foul. And another pass that was tipped by the Hansen defense that has been active here in this fourth quarter. And now Ethan Cheeseman shooting two. An opportunity for him to add to a seven-point Beaver lead. And the free throw is up, and it is no good. Ethan Cheeseman's first trip to the free throw line is Jaron Heron will check in. Kenyon McCloskey will check out. Also, Colin Two-Strike back into the ballgame. Eton Ballsnap checks out of the contest for the Cubs. Second free throw by Cheeseman is up and good. It's an eight-point ball game. Ethan Cheeseman with 14 points, nine of them here in this second half. 46-38, an eight-point advantage is the biggest of the night for the Beavers. Here's Colin Two-Strike, Jaron Heron down low, Selick McManus. The turnaround is up good. McManus will score the bucket and a timeout taken by Chamberlain. Timeouts with 4:23 remaining in the fourth quarter. It is 46-40, the lead to Hansen. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
The right nutrition, animal health, and record management is key to having a profitable cattle program. That's why you want to work with the people at FarmCo. They'll take the time to learn your operation and help you grow your business. They're your full-service agriculture provider of feed, seed, animal health, farm, and ranching equipment. Built on terrific service. Get to know FarmCo in Chamberlain, Kimball, Platt, and Winter. Proud supporters of high school athletes. Visit them online at FarmCoSD, FarmCoSD.com.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. Good ball game at Parkview Gym in Fort Pier. Another Region 6A opponent, Stanley County, hooking up with Lyman tonight. And they go to the fourth quarter tied at 40. Here it is 46-40. Hansen leading Chamberlain. The Cubs led 14-7 at the end of the opening quarter and then 28-26. At the end of three, but an offensive dry spell started about midway through the third quarter, and it has continued here in the fourth quarter. The Cubs have been able to muster just one, well, make two field goals, where Hansen has been able to score seven. It's so a 7-4 scoring advantage. And the Beavers with a 7-point lead, and now they can kind of manage things here in this fourth quarter, as Noah Price will work with it. Back out front, Luke Heyer. Shot clock at 18, so plenty of time for Hansen to be patient here as Chamberlain will chase defensively. Around the perimeter, Heyer to the corner, Jackson Jardine back out front, tipped ball, but Heyer will catch it. Now he'll drive, work the reverse and leave it short. Rebound is out of bounds. It is off of Chamberlain, and it will belong to the Beavers, and Hansen with a new shot clock. Well, now they are going to give the basketball to the Cubs. Wasn't sure how that was going to work, but Chamberlain does have the basketball here as we are in the bottom half of the fourth quarter. Start the pickup. It's 46-40. Chamberlain trailing by four, and they need a basket, and they feed it inside. There's nobody home. Another bad pass and a turnover by Chamberlain, and here comes Hansen once again. And not only do they want to get points, but they want to work that clock a little bit. Chamberlain with five team fouls. Needs to commit a couple to get Hansen to the free throw line and to the bonus. And in the meantime, the Beavers will play catch on the perimeter. Waldera out front, bad pass there, and it's tipped and stolen away. Here is Chamberlain. Munger on the move with the spin move, goes to the rack. A foul is going to be called on the Beavers, and Chamberlain needs to manufacture some points somewhere. And Luke Heyer is whistled for his first personal foul. The third team foul for the Beavers, and Dakota Munger at the free throw line to shoot two. He is looking for his first points of the second half. The free throw is up good. 46-41 with 3:08 remaining in, dare I say, regulation. Here we go with the second free throw. It is up and it is good. Chamberlain was able to go on scoring runs in the first and second quarter. They're going to need to do this here as Hansen will use their second timeout of the ball game. This will be a full timeout taken by the Beavers with 3:03 remaining. 46-42 Hanson. And we're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
There's a lot of uncertainties in farming and ranching today, but one thing is certain. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell are your crop and livestock insurance specialists. Statewide agents have a background in agriculture and work hard to provide growers and ranchers with risk management plans and insurance coverage that fits their business needs. From hail insurance, livestock revenue protection, to multi-peril crop and revenue insurance, Statewide will help you with the right decisions. Statewide Ag Insurance in Chamberlain, Winter, and Mitchell. Locally owned, your dependable partner in crop and livestock protection and equal opportunity provider.
At Great Western Bank, we know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
During our post-game tonight, we will bring you the PPLO Golden Buffalo Big Play of the Game, our Player of the Game, brought to you by CHS River Plains as well. 3 minutes remain in this ballgame. 46-42 Hanson leading. The Beavers with the basketball. They work with it here as they try to shorten up this fourth quarter. Noah Price, right corner, underneath the basket. Feeds into traffic. Ball is tipped away and stolen. We're going to have a jump ball. It'll belong to the Beavers. And that actually turns out to be a break for Hanson as Chamberlain made the defensive play. Cruz Solik in the ball game did make a nice play there for the Cubs. But forcing that tie-up, they were going to get the rebound there. As the inbounds comes in, Price on the lob is fouled. And that is going to be Selick McManus. It picks up his fourth personal foul. Noah Price to the free throw line, 16 points in the contest. 9 of 9 from the free throw line in this ballgame. He made all of those in the first half. And the free throw here is up, and it's no good. 46-42. Hanson with a 4-point advantage. Hanson looking for their 14th victory of the season. Second free throw by Price is up and good. Chamberlain brings the ball into the front court. Colin Two-Strike, Dakota Munger on the left side. They play catch in the perimeter. McManus double covered on the block. Here's Jaron Heron. Dakota Munger, the three ball in rhythm is up, no good. Rebound. Foul is going to be called on Cruz Solik. And Cruz will pick up his fourth personal foul. In a way, it kind of helps Chamberlain for what they are going to need to do. It's actually the seventh team foul. And we'll walk to the Hanson end for free throws. Chamberlain was probably in the situation where they were going to have to do that anyway. As Hanson was trying to manage, has been trying to manage this fourth quarter. A 1-1 for the 6'5 senior Noah Price. The free throw is up good. 48-42. 2:22 remains in the fourth quarter. As the Beavers trying to extend the lead to 7. The free throw is up, and it is good. 49-42, and for Chamberlain, they have not hit a 3. Well, they've hit 2 of them here in the second half, but that was a long time ago. They have really struggled offensively since about midway through the third quarter. Here is Colin Two-Strike on the move. Gets it to Eton Ballstat. He just checked in. He'll try to create. Now it's Two-Strike. He'll try the deep three. That is up, no good. McManus with the backside rebound. He's tripped up, and a foul is called. I believe it is on Cheeseman, and, it's on Cade Waldera, who picks up his fourth personal foul. Hanson with just their fourth team foul committed in this ballgame in the second half. So now the Cubs need to put it in play. Munger. Two-Strike, back to Munger. Dakota will slash to the rim. The off-balance shot is up, no good. Price with the rebound. He'll head the other way, and Hanson has the luxury of pulling it back out and working some clock. They have a 7-point lead Chamberlain is going to have to chase defensively. Here's Cade Waldera. Out front, Luke Heyer. A minute 32 remains in the ballgame. Chamberlain will double out front and a reach-in foul called. And it will be on Chamberlain. Colin Toustrike with his second personal foul. Team foul number 8 for Chamberlain with 90 seconds remaining. Cubs will finish up the regular season on the road at McLaughlin on Friday. They try to hang on to that number 3 overall seed in Region 6A. Stanley County in quite a battle with Lyman up in Fort Pierre tonight. We hope to get an updated score on that ball game, a final score of that ball game before we go off the air here. Second free throw by Luke Heyer is up and good. And all of a sudden, Hansen with a 9-point advantage at 51-42. Chamberlain did everything right except score the basketball here in this second half. That's going to be what tells the tale in this ball game. Eitan Ballstat open for three. That shot is no good. The rebound, Ethan Cheeseman. And Hansen will work the basketball across half court. To the final minute of this ball game, Dakota Munger will commit a foul for the Cubs. And Dakota with his first personal foul. A minute 5 remains in this ball game. Luke Heyer at the free throw line, the final 1-1 of the contest for the Beavers. And the free throw is up, and it is good. And boy, has Hansen done a good job from the free throw line tonight. This will be the 14th free throw of the second half, the 26th free throw of the ballgame. Free throw is up, and it is good. And Hansen has made most of them. They have missed 4 free throws, 22 of 26 from the free throw line. Here's a Ballstat 3 that's up good, and a timeout, Chamberlain. Eitan Ballstat with the bucket. He has 12 points in the ballgame, 53-45, 57 seconds remain. Chamberlain using their third timeout of the ballgame, and we'll take it with him. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
KPI Insurance.
Are you ready for a great deal? A money-saving party!
When it comes to all your insurance needs, join the money-saving party at KPI Insurance. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, business, farm and ranch insurance, or more, the ladies of KPI Insurance work with you in designing the best policy for what you need covered and at the best price. That's KPI Insurance with locations in Chamberlain and Kennebec, and follow us on Facebook. KPI Insurance.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. Chamberlain will employ full court pressure as the Beavers will work to put it in play. Luke Heyer with it. Long pass up the floor. Ethan Cheeseman. Hansen will break pressure and now will play keep away out front. Chamberlain trying to double-team the basketball. Forces Hansen. Are we going to have a foul? I think we are. Yes, a foul called on Chamberlain. And the personal will be on Colin Toustrike, which is his third personal foul. Noah Price to the free throw line. 9 of 9 in the first half. 3 of 4 in the second half. This will be a two-shot situation as the first will roll off and it's no good. 43 seconds remain in the ballgame. It's 53-45. Noah Price with his second free throw attempt. That is up and good. And that makes it a 9-point ballgame, and it is launch time for the Cubs as they push across half court. Munger left side, leaves it off for Colin Toustrike, who gets under the basket and will go to the rim and score the two. Toustrike with the bucket and a timeout, Chamberlain. They will have one timeout left to use. 31 seconds remain. It is 54-47, Hansen. Again, we'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Let's celebrate. What a wonderful community we live in. And at First Dakota, that's something they do every day. They reinvest in our communities by helping friends and neighbors start businesses, run family farms, purchase homes, finance college, and build financial security. Come to First Dakota, the first community bank in the Dakota Territory. At First Dakota, their experience is different. First Dakota in Chamberlain, member FDIC.
Again, we will not have postseason basketball tomorrow night. Our original plan was to cover Region 2B in Highmore Herald hosting Lower Brule, but due to the predicted weather conditions that we are going to have tomorrow evening, those games from Region 2B have been moved to Thursday. So we will be off tomorrow. We'll have basketball Thursday, Friday, and Saturday on KPLO. We'll finish up the regular season from the boys. Highmore Herald hosting Miller on Friday night. Inadvertent horn there as Hansen will look to put the ball in play. And Chamberlain with a foul in the backcourt on Dakota Munger. And we will walk the other way. And Chamberlain will play this to the end, as they should, with 29 seconds remaining now. It is a 7-point lead. Luke Heyer, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, will shoot two here. The foul on Munger, as we mentioned, was his second personal foul. Luke Heyer shooting two. The first is good. 55-47 now. 29 seconds remaining. Second free throw up and good. And it is a 9-point ball game. Hansen with their biggest lead of the contest. Here's Dakota Munger up top. Three taken. It's back ironed and no good. Rebound Cheeseman, and he is tied up and a foul called on the Cubs. And back to the Hansen end we go for more free throws. Eton Ballstadt with the personal, and that will be his fourth. We will see a very big disparity in free throw attempts. Chamberlain has been to the line just six times in the ballgame. Hansen will push 30 before all is said and done, as Ethan Cheeseman shoots two. The first one is up good. 57-47 with 17 seconds remaining. Kenny McCloskey back into the ballgame for the Cubs. Second free throw by Cheeseman is up, and that is good. And the Cubs will have it once again. Munger will push across the time stripe, the crossover, the drive, the shot. It's no good. Foul called on the Beavers, and Chamberlain will get free throws. Cubs were out in front 28-26 at halftime. They were able to score first in the second or in the third quarter, which allowed them to have, I believe, a 4-point lead, if my memory is correct, in the fourth quarter or third quarter. And then the offense went on a extended dry spell, and that allowed Hansen to get the lead. And they have done business here at home, and they will pick up their 14th victory of the season. First free throw by Munger is good. Second free throw is up short. The rebound out of bounds. It will belong to Chamberlain. 9 seconds remain in the ball game. Chamberlain trailing by 10 at 58-48. Munger will inbound McManus. And a bad pass out front that's tipped and stolen away. And Hansen will hang on to it. And there's your ball game. 58-48 is our final score, as Hansen is victorious. And our scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post game is next on KPLO.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences, with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venture.com.
VentureCom.net.
At Titan Machinery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maintain your machine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries, designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Titan Machinery today and purchase genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Underway, we will talk about a good overall performance for Chamberlain, but the Cubs go into an offensive dry spell. Hanson is able to score 32 points in the second half to just 20 for Chamberlain, and Hanson comes away with a 58-48 victory. We look at individual scoring in the ball game. We'll talk about Hanson first. Three double-figure scorers for the Beavers, led by Noah Price, who scored 20 points tonight. Ethan Cheeseman with 16, 11 of them in the second half. Luke Heyer scores 11 points in the second half for the Beavers as well, as he had 16 points. Cade Waldera with 3, Jackson Jardine with 2, and Hunter Robinson with 1 point in the ballgame for Hanson. Beavers go to the free throw line a whopping 36 times tonight, and they are 32, pardon me. They were 26 of 32 from the free throw line, a lot of them coming in the fourth quarter as Chamberlain was trying to foul. But again, Hanson 12 of 12 in the first half. They shot a good percentage throughout the entire game. And one of the several reasons why Hanson picks up victory number 14 on the season, Hanson with 11 turnovers in the ballgame as well. For Chamberlain, they had 3 double-figure scores. They were led by Etan Ballstadt, who had 16 points. Selick McManus with 13. Dakota Munger with 11. 5 points for Jaron Heron. 4 for Colin Toustrike. And Cruz Sulik off the bench adds 4 in the ballgame, and a total of 48 scored by Chamberlain. Chamberlain goes to the free throw line 8 times tonight. They were 6 of 8 from the free throw line. 14 turnovers were committed by Chamberlain in 4 quarters of basketball here tonight. Chamberlain led 14-7 at the end of the opening quarter as they got off to a very nice start offensively. They were outscored by Hanson 19-14 in the second, but Chamberlain still held the advantage 28-26 at halftime. They scored first to lead 30-26 in the third quarter, but it was all Hanson after that, as they were able to shut down Chamberlain's offense. A lot of shots that went down in the first half did not go down for Chamberlain in the second. Hanson was able to overtake Chamberlain and get the lead 39-36 at the end of three. And then Hanson, mostly from the free throw line in the second or in the fourth quarter, outscored Chamberlain 19-12 and had their biggest lead of the night as the horn sounded. 58-48 is the final. Hanson with the victory, 14-5 on the season. They will take on Elkton Lake Benton to close out their regular season tomorrow on Friday night. Chamberlain with the loss drops to 11-8, and the Cubs will finish up with McLaughlin on the road next Friday night. Time for our post-game features, and it is our big play of the game next, and it is brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments and activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we look at the big play of the game. We should mention the good start that Chamberlain had. If they're going to be on the road throughout the postseason, they need to be able to get off to a nice start on the road, and they did that here tonight. They put up 14 points in the opening quarter, led 14-7 at the end of the opening quarter. But probably the big play of the night with the offensive struggles for Chamberlain in the second half. They scored 28 points in the first half. Were only able to score just 8 points in the third quarter. They wound up giving up the lead for good to Hanson about midway through that third quarter, as Hanson was able to come away with the victory. And those are the big plays of the night. Big plays of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. We wrap up our coverage of high school basketball here tonight with our final feature. It is our player of the game, and it is brought to you by CHS River Plains.
You asked, we listened. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorgiski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at the player of the game nominees on the Hanson side. 20 points scored by Noah Price. He wound up going 13 of 15 from the free throw line tonight. Ethan Cheeseman with 16 points. Luke Heyer with 16 to lead the way for the Beavers. On the Chamberlain side, Selick McManus with 13 points. Dakota Munger with 11 points in the ballgame. But we're going to go with Eitan Ballstat as our player of the game. Ballstat, 16 points in the ball game, 12 of them coming in the second half. And he is our KPLO CHS River Plains player of the game. Of course, due to the weather conditions expected for tomorrow, and also the cold conditions that we appear that we're going to have in Central South Dakota, the region girls basketball that we had on our schedule, Highmore Herald hosting Lower Brule, that will not be tonight or tomorrow night. That game has been moved to Thursday, which means the semifinals of Region 2B will be played on Saturday night. We'll have games both of those nights on the girls' side on KPLO. Friday night, we will have the final regular season game of boys basketball from Highmore, as Highmore Herald will host Miller, and we'll have that game for you, 7:45 with the tip-off, 7:30 with the pregame on KPLO. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice and slow down in case of ice. We would like to thank those of you who have joined us worldwide at drgnews.com. And our coverage of regional high school basketball tonight on KPLO brought to you by Byrie Brothers, Chamberlain Food Center, Chamberlain Ready Mix, the Oasis Pump and Pack, Al's Oasis Arrowwood Resort, Farmco, Statewide Ag, the Great Western Bank, KPI Insurance, and the First Dakota National Bank. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, by the Golden Buffalo Casino, by Ride Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, Potsdam State Farm Insurance, and coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO brought to you by Venture Communications, Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock Exchange, and the Jet Lanes. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, and I'm Darren Boyle from Alexandria. Again, our final score, Hanson 58 and Chamberlain 48. Drive safe, be warm, everybody, and we'll talk to you again on Thursday.